Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Rabbi Maron Imi Morasi, or the schus for Rabbi Yosef ben Chana, Rabbi Shai ben Leia, Rabbi Yitzchak ben Bracha. Vayishasev Shmuel's Agag Lifnei Hashem. It says, Shmuel Aleph Perek Tesvav Pasuk Lamed Gimel, that Shaul killed Agag in front of Hashem. What's the sign of in front of Hashem? This is going to be explained based on the Torah of Moreno Agona Rosh Yeshiva Shlita. It's well known what the Gra says, and what it says that Yom Kippur is Yom Kippurim. Yom Kippur is Chetzi Lashem, and Purim is the other half, is Chetzi Lachem. Usually a Yontif, we have half to God, half to you. The two halves here are Yom Kippur and Purim. Yom Kippur is all Hashem, and Purim is all you. So it's Chetzi Chetzi, half to you, half to Hashem. Kippur to Hashem, Purim to you. So there must be some common theme between them. So a lot has been discussed in the Svarim. We'll discuss one aspect, one expression of this. But Kaparas Yom Kippur, it says that Yom Kippur is not Mechaper, unless we're dealing with Aveir Shemenan LaMokom, but an Aveir Shemenan LaChavero. As it says, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Ve'en Yom Kippur Mechaper Ad Shiratzez Chavero. And Yom Kippur, it says, Yom Kippur is only Mechaper and Aveir Shemenan LaMokom, between man and God, but not an Aveir between man and man. It says, Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Then in front of Hashem, you should purify yourself. So you have to appease your friend in order to be lifnei Hashem. Otherwise, not mechaper. And Purim also, there's a ritzui lechavero, mishloach manos. And Yom Kippur, you're meratzi your friend. And Purim, you're meratzi your friend. How you meratzi your friend on Purim? Mishloach manos. Abbas avas reim, that's the ritzui of Purim. However, there's a deeper explanation, as we see in the Pachat Yitzchak and Yom Kippur, Bei Zayin. In a number of mitzvahs, we find this din of Lifnei Hashem. It's usually a specific place. In the Heichal, in the Azar, in Yerushalayim. Makom Asuyim Lefin Yanoi. Uv Yom Kippur, Shenemra Lifnei Hashem, Yesh Chidush. Shenem debar al makom mesuyam. Ubal korchach shelifnei Hashem titaru doesn't mean a specific physical place, it means a place in one's psyche, in one's soul. And there the Torah is chal. Umagiim leoto makom benefesh. Shenemar alav lifnei Hashem. Lesham megiim letara. Umakom zeh shekol klal yisrael biyachad mechubarim lechatiba achas. When all of the Jewish people are united as one, that's called Lifnei Hashem. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. Beitzo Kol Echad Ve'echad Yesh Chelik B'Nefesh Shesham Shutafuto L'Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael. U'Kshemir Le'Adam Chelik Zeh Sham Mitaveh Atara. The Torah is Lifnei Hashem. Lifnei Hashem is when all of the Jewish people are connected in their souls to each other. And when this part of you that's connected to all the other Jews is shining, that is the place of Tahara. That's the Lifnei Hashem Titaru. And if there's a Ma'akev, if there's a Chatzitza Boisa Makom between man and his friend, and there's a Hafra B'Tzeirv Shokol Yisrael B'Yachad, if there's a Hechetimtzi of Chet of Heter Taromes, that one has a Taina against his friend, the Gemara says certain times you're allowed to have a Taina, somebody sinned against you. But that it says Lifnei Hashem Titaru. Eino mechaper at shiratzi es chavero. You have to be meratzi your friend. You have to appease your friend. We have to know that this mahalach is also shayich to chatzi lachem of Purim. The whole ma'isa of Purim is through nikalu yehudim kihilo v'sachadus. Mitokach mitbateta avava yididut. Purim is all about the love, the friendship between Jews. Just like on Yom Kippur, you're misalik the ikuv, you remove this, the sin, the tainas that people have in each other. And through this, there's a tzir of Lifnei Hashem, Kol Yisrael B'Yachad. Matzav Knesset Yisrael, Utamid Lifnei Hashem, Uvenafshul Shokol Echad Ve'Echad. Voisoy Mokom Shumagish Shaychusol Knesset Yisrael. Sham Oymedu Lifnei Hashem, Bedafka Sham, Haita Milchama Vanitzachon Ala Molek. The soul of every Jew in that place, he feels his shaychus to Knesset Yisrael. That's the Lifnei Hashem. That's the Milcham against Amalek. That's the Nitzachon on Amalek. Nikalu Yehudim. When the Jews get together, then we have a Nitzachon over Amalek. Kol HaMoedim Asidim Lihibotel Chutz Mipurim. V'chol HaSvarim Asidim Lihibotel Chutz Mimagilas Esther. V'rei Kayemet Kechamisha Chumshei Torah. All the Moadim are going to be batal, except for Purim. And all the Sfarim are going to be nullified, except for Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther, the Rambam says at the end of Hilchos Megillah, it's going to be like the Chamisha Chumshei Torah, and like the Halachas of Torah Shebaal Peh, that are not batal la'olam, that are forever. Meaning, about this Yeshua, it says, "Ru kol af se'aretz es Yeshua se'elokeinu." When, b'zman Mordechai ve'Esther, and it's well known what the Rambam says, "Shemitoch ha'nisim agluyim," from the nisim agluyim of Yitzias Mitzrayim, you're omer al the nisim nistarim. In other words, the ratzon of Hashem, ha'melubash b'tevu manig b'ratzonu mitochu b'seich ha'tevi anhagat tumidis. Ritzona is Baruch Yisnagu Beli Hefsek. Kshiyesh Hefsek Shal Nisim Gluim Perisho, Kmo Sheshrish HaRosh Yeshiva Zatzal, Shekmo Shesh Betora HaLochus HaTmidiyos, Vyesh Mokom Betzorach Lera Shoah, Ken Estakel Boi Raisa, Nisim Gluim, HaBoikim Letoch HaNoga HaTmidi Shal Ritzona is Baruch. It says that from the ends of the earth they saw the salvation of God. When was this? Says the Bukhara and Megillah 11a. In the time of Mordechai and Esther, the Ramban says that from the revealed miracles of Yetzias Mitzrayim, we understand that everything is a miracle. The will of God is enclosed in nature, and He leads with His Ratzon within nature this constant Hanhaga. And the will of God, which are the laws of Teva, are constant. And when there's a Hefsek, the Rosh Yeshiva Zatzal explain that just like in Torah, they're permanent halachas, and then they're zeroh ashot. When a Kadosh Baruch Hu makes a, when a Navi, in the name of God, says that there has to be a temporary stoppage. That for this time you have to do this specific mitzvah or not keep this specific mitzvah. So God looked in the Torah and created the world. A nes galu is a zeroh ashot. It's a temporary measure, just like a halacha that's a temporary measure. So to a nature, temporary measure, that's what a nes galui is, a revealed miracle. And that is, and that shows that what God's constant will is nature. The Chazanish says that the nature is the constant will of God. That's what the world is. You see nature, that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants there to be laws of gravity and laws of physics and laws of chemistry and laws of biology and laws and laws and laws and laws. The scientists haven't even started to get to the plumb the depths of all of God's laws and how they work. Working on it, working on it. So that's Teva. Teva's God's will. So that's Yeshua Selokeinu b'zman Mordechai v'Esther. In other words, this Nes Nister was part of God's salvation. Because God's always doing Nisim. So from these one-time miracles, these super-duper miracles, these out-of-the-ordinary miracles, we understand that everything is a miracle, and that's Nes Purim. And in this Yeshua, whose union is the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael, and this Kiyum is the Tamid, the built-in Nifsak of his Hanagas of Yisbarach, by Dafka Derech Oysan Haga, Shaman Heges HaTumidius Ba'ila, Kanitan Chalon L'toch HaLavush HaZeh, Shenekrat Teva, Lerot Hanagazo, V'yofa'a Nifla Rak Chad Pe'amit, Uru Kol Afse Aratz Et Yeshuat Elokeinu. So this Yeshua was the Kiyum of Klal Yisrael. And this Kiyum is Tamid. This is the constant will of God that there should be Klal Yisrael. So since the will of God is that there should Klal should always exist, the miracle was done in such a way which is within the constant will of God, which is nature. And this was a one-time event, this Mordechai v'Esther, this saving of Klal Yisrael within nature. So we were able to get a little bit of a glimpse into how God is always keeping Klal Yisrael alive. But with this Nes, we saw Yeshua Selokeinu, who was done by Derech HaTeva. It wasn't like the the flashing lights of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but it was clear to Afsi Aretz, the edge of the earth, that God saved the Jewish people. And this kiyum is tamid, and it was done with a kiyum of tamid. It was done in a natural way, which is what God always wants, just like God always wants that there should be Klal Yisrael. Kiviyachol. Esther is never going to be bottled like Chamishachum Shetorah, and like the Lachas of Torah Shebal Peh that are going to be forever. These are the constant will of God. Other Sifrei Tanakh is for a certain need; it's a temporary need. But Megillas Esther is Kiyum HaNitzchi Shel Klal Yisrael, and that's forever. There's a Medrash that says that the Yom Kippur is not going to be misbatil. Like the Maharal explains in his Hakdamah to the Or Chodesh, that's also a kiyum hanitzchi of Klal Yisrael. There was a gzeira of va'achalein, I will destroy the Jewish people. But we have our Yom Kippur, where we do tshuva, and Hashem says, Salachti, he's not going to destroy us. So both Yom Kippur and Purim are about the constant existence of Klal Yisrael. In Hakdamah to say for Or Chodesh, Knesset Yisrael feels how its mitzius, its kiyum, is the inner chambers of God's constant will. And therefore they recognize the Yeshua from this tzara that endangered their existence as a revelation from that lifnai ulifnim. This is the pnimius of the will of kiviyachol, of the will of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Jewish people should exist, and that's where this nes comes from. Umargisha dafka b'makom pnimi, b'nafshat ha'giluy ha'nefla shel ratzono, shemitachat l'levush ha'teva, shera'u kol afsi ha'aretz et yishuat Elokeinu. And feels dafka in an inner part of its soul, this great revelation of God's will, which was done in a natural way, that the edge of the earth, and the edge of the earth they saw the salvation of God, a very deep will that's felt deep in their soul. Maybe there's a remez in Sanhedrin 100a. Is it sad that Megillas Esther doesn't need a covering like other Sifrei Tanakh? Hard to understand why. Sigis HaGemar, that you're not allowed to hold a sefer without a mitpachat, is dafka miseches Megillah, not to touch a sefer Torah directly. Because the giluye or ha-Torah nechazim dafka derech levush alehem. The revelation of Torah is with derech its levush, so therefore a sefer Torah, you only can touch it with its levush. And Megillah Esther is megala de lefnai lefnim. So the light and the levush are one, and therefore it might be that Megillah Esther doesn't need a covering. So Megala de Lefnai v'Lefnim, the light and the Levush are one. V'dafka b'makom shenikro Lifnei Hashem, in that place of Lifnei Hashem, that was the victory over the Sone, who was coming to be Mevatel, this Tzuras Adam, this Klal Yisrael. So we come to this place of Lifnei Hashem, of this connection that we're all before God. And that's what helps us overcome our enemies. Nikalu. Knosis kol ha'yehudim, gather all the Jews, Esther said. V'lechein ha'itai difut she'yaseh al yedei navi k'mo Shmuel v'keim ha'timcha hazeh she'mevat al tzur ha'sodim da'amolik mikoyach ha'mokam ahu. Ah, so the Jewish people were saved in this place of Lifnei Hashem. This pnimius, the pnimius of the Ratzon Hashem, the Lefnai v'Lefnim, Lifnei Hashem, the Lefnai v'Lefnim. The deeper place, the deeper will of Hashem. And again, that deeper will of Hashem is expressed in our Achdus. But we have to go to that place of the deeper will of Hashem, the Lifnei Hashem. And in that place of Lifnei Hashem, that's where we're saved. And that's why Shaul wanted to be Mekayim, the mitzvah of Mechias HaMolek Dafka, in that place of Lifnei Hashem. Just like we're saved on Purim Lifnei Hashem, so too Shmuel kills Agag Lifnei Hashem. In this place of Lifnei Hashem, we take our whole das, that we normally look at things through the chitzonius, through the levush, through the externals, through the enclothing. We get under the covers. We get beyond the veil. We're able to see beyond the veil. We do that by all coming together, being lifnei Hashem ki ishechad b'leivecha, that unity we spoke about in Yom Kippur and Purim. Purim just like Yom Kippur. Lifnei Hashem da'achdus. Normally we relate to Hashem as a who, which is hidden, he, talking about him in the third person. But Purim is the day of being megala the Hester, like it says in Isaiah 45:15. Achein ato kel mistater. That on this day we go to God who's hidden and we can say ato, and we can see under the levush. Advarim hayu meirim u'mesam meirim kesapirim baruch Hashem kekoychavim mazhirim zakim u'behirim nifla b'yoseh. Thank you so much for listening. Hopefully we will revisit this. Shalom shalom.